Restoring My Soul, Friday the 4th of November. The Use of Teraphim. Although Rachel believed that her religious practices were of God, the longing desire and enduring delusion that tainted her life revealed that she was in fact worshipping another god. That is, her employment of teraphim, through which she believed she was engaging God, was the worship of Satan and his spiritual host of wickedness. Paul highlighted the connection between delusion and the god of this world, writing, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the god of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them." The Hebrew word for teraphim is plural. Some commentators have suggested that this implies that the idols were arrayed and utilized in pairs. To this end, their use may have been an attempted simulation of worship at the gate of the Garden of Eden, which was guarded by two cherubim. This is where, prior to the great flood, Adam and the sons of God who followed him worshipped the Lord and received his word. Although household idols were engaged for various reasons, it appears that teraphim were particularly utilized for the purpose of divination. For example, the prophet Ezekiel observed that King Nebuchadnezzar used teraphim to divine whether to attack Judah and Jerusalem, or Rabbah of the Ammonites. Although this was a practice that belonged to the spirit of the world, the Lord caused this vain divination to direct Nebuchadnezzar towards Jerusalem for its destruction under his judgment. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 3 to 4, Genesis chapter 3 verse 24, and Ezekiel chapter 21 verses 20 to 24. For further study, Genesis chapter 31.